Conversation and we go live. I love it. That's how it kind of works. Anyways, good evening, everyone. It is Trending Thursday. We're hoping that you are a trendsetter. Anyway, this is Carol, so aka Naughty Boss, live with two
sisters. Good evening, everyone. This is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 6.0, on this Trending Thursday at night, July the 20th. And to answer your question, PNG, because it's a better quality. So you should be fine with that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to double check that because they did specify JPEG. So I don't know what the difference is, whatever. We'll work with it. We're actually talking about pictures because it's so funny at different apps, different applications where you have to upload a, a picture of yourself. Normally, most sites take any kind of picture. It just, they do it. But in this particular site, they want it 200 pixels by 200 pixels. And unless you don't know, I can do it on Canva, but I'm revamping my phone, trying to get some stuff off. You know how that works? I know a lot of people have that same trouble. And I look at how many apps I have on my phone, and I really don't have that many. So what does it go back to? Well, probably because I've got like 25,000 photos and I don't know how many videos. So even though I started slowly shifting things over to a drive to make sure that, I protect the picture and whatnot. So there are some that I really don't need to keep on my phone, but it's that nervousness of hitting that final delete. So I freak out over that, which I know is ridiculous. I get it, but that's where I'm at.
Well, yeah. And then, there's been a lot of chit chat lately about digital storage, specifically, of course, with natural disasters and how to preserve your stuff there. And there's so many different apps to use. There's, of course, Shutterfly, Dropbox, where you can sync it with your Google Drive, upload the Google Drive to your Dropbox. So many different things to do with that. But, as somebody once told me, like, for instance, our wedding pictures, we got a disc for it. So I've got the disc, but I also have it uploaded to Shutterfly in case something happens to the disc.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense. And it's just, it's one of those things, kind of like going through old photos and what are you going to do with them and then going through with them. Mm-hmm. Well, I think the one thing about technology is worse because you collect all these photos. How many of them do you actually print, number one? Number two, and at the end of the day, what are you going to do with them?
Well, that's true too, because
I guess unless I bury, when my time comes, maybe I'll be buried with my cell phone. I don't know.
Oh, Lordy, I hope somebody turns it off. But I think the thing too with photos is, how many people really print their photos out? Although I still have to think that there's probably a good portion of the population that does that, because of course you have, for instance, the app Keepsake, where you can upload your photos and get framed pictures back. Yeah. And of course, I have a lot of friends that do what is the book thing where they do the albums and all that, scrapbooking. So, of course, there's a lot of that. But I don't know a lot of people that, take their things to, like when I first moved to Florida many years ago, we would go to Walgreens and, do the hour photo thing and you would get your pictures back. But, I've got boxes of photos and, I always said I would hopefully at some point, scan all that in and give Ryan his pictures. But still haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah, and it does happen. And then you got the videos, from the camcorder days. And then they came down to like the smaller little discs. And then you had the VHSs, you had this, and then smaller little discs, the bigger discs. Technology has, when you think about it, has changed. And actually, we were talking about that last week when we were up visiting the grandkids. And Tino was describing to the grandchildren how Nani used to have the camera like the size of a television crew propped. She goes, my whole childhood, Nani had this camera propped on her shoulder. I wouldn't say your whole childhood, but yeah. Because back then it was like the big thing. And then after you got the bigger camera, then obviously they started making them smaller and smaller. It's like handheld ones. And it's just kind of funny. And I actually think, I don't know if I still have the camera. I might have let it go. I don't remember when I, you know, we really cleaned everything out, because what are you going to do with it? Nobody's going to use it. It's really, it outlived its, you know, day.
Yeah. Well, then the other thing too is, excuse me, how many people still have cameras? The only people that I can think of would be professional photographers.
I have one, a Nike one that's, I actually started using a little bit more. Tina was using it quite a bit. And, but you're right. A lot of people don't use that. This particular camera, you can upload right from your phone, you know, upload from the camera. Again, it's technical stuff that, you know, it's one of the things that you have to put a lot of time and energy to it. And when you're busy, like the two of us are so busy, when do you have time for those, like, kind of weird things to do? So that, I wonder if that's trending. Does anyone take time to do, or how do you, like, fit that in your day? You know, I'm going to spend an hour going through photos. I'm going to spend an hour going through old videos. And I know there's companies out there that also do the work for you, but that could get pretty pricey.
Yes, it can. You know, I think it goes by, let me back up a little bit. The thing that I would say that I don't like, you have to assemble it in some kind of an order.
Right. And how many people have all their stuff in order? For photos, videos.
Yeah, right. Good. So to a certain extent, you just might want to do it yourself, because if you're going to put that effort into, unless you put it in order exactly the way you want it and you just ship it out to them and say, here, do something with this.
Right.
Or keep it in this order.
It's just one of those things where, what do you do with them? Even like photo albums.
Right. And how do you know if it is out of order?
Right. I mean, when you think about it, you're right. How do you know it's out of order?
Unless you date them or you put numbers on the back of them, but you're not going to see the numbers. Like if you're doing a disc or a video, you're not going to see that. So, you know, of course some things are going to be out of order. So I don't know.
It's one of those things that, you know, you talk about, do you do it? And who has the time to do it? That's what I go back to.
That is so true. So
tell me what's, you know, because obviously you're really good at keeping all of the two sisters' world updated with not only, we, you know, we talk about all the different healthy things that are trending. There's other things that are trending.
So there is. There actually is.
The lowdown.
Well, the lowdown in Twitter land, of course, there's a lot of hearings going on in Capitol Hill, and the Democrats want censorship, Republicans want free speech. Real America still loves the First Amendment. So there's a lot of that going on. And a lot of comments, and some of them are just way out there. You know, whether you're Republican or Democrat, I don't care, but, you know, let's all be kind. And if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all, I guess. But, you know, hey, free speech, that's the way I look at it. The other thing, and this isn't anything new, it's been brought up before, but it seems to be coming up a lot. In reference to kind of go back to the hearings that are going on, because a lot of what's happening in the hearings is it always goes back to 45, no matter what hearing they're in or what they're talking about. But in reference to Tucker Carlson, he's calling on a ban of the voting machines and mail-in ballots. So with that,
you know, obviously you can call all these bans all you want. At the end of the day, it's not going to happen. I mean, realistically, it's not going to happen. Do I think that it would be nice to go back to and everyone says, well, you can't go backward, you know, with technology, you got to go forward. The problem is we've already proved that technology can be tampered with. I don't care the level of tampering, right? But we know that it can be tampered with. So Americans that truly want to cast their vote, and rightfully so, they, you know, people died for us to have that right and that freedom, are not feeling confident in the system. And what's really happened with 2020 is the fact that when you look back over history, it now makes you, it makes the whole thing subject to suspect. If this has been going on, like many, many experts that have been digging and digging and digging have declared that this has been going on for years, this just happens to be that in 2020, it was like on steroids and they got snagged by the abundance of what they were doing. Doesn't give people a lot of confidence in the system, period. So calling a ban on it, I don't think is, I disagree with Tucker on that. I didn't hear the piece whatsoever. He may have some valid points, he always does. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, this is our system. And wouldn't it be nice if we had a not corrupt acronym agencies, plural, number one, that did get involved in a negative way? For what reason? Well, we know the reason. There's a narrative that people are perpetrating and it is not the will of the people. When I say we are the people, I'm talking all people. And I really feel bad for those that are still clinging on to things that are so obviously wrong with what's going on. It's undeniable. It's in our face. And yet they claim to still believe or hold on to that belief that there's nothing going on. Yeah. And at some point, don't you think at some point you have to say, either take a flip-flop and hit yourself over the head a few times, you know, shake your head, get the foggy noodles out of your brain, or change the narrative on where you choose to get your information from. And I'm not saying that any, you know, what they classify as left-wing type of liberal narrative or right-wing, you know, narrative. Let's face it, both sides have narratives. And you're foolish to not think that. Of course, that's the fact. There is. But at the end of the day, if people are not using the marbles that God gave you to say, you know what, there's a lot of people out there that are questioning this. Should I be questioning this? I'm not going to trust them, but maybe I should sit for an hour or two, and instead of being paralyzed in the brain and in front of a boob tube, focusing on brainwashing you or giving you a narrative so much so that you truly believe it above people that you know, above people that you know that you kind of respect, or that you think they're intelligent people, right? You connect yourself with intelligent people. When you start taking a outlet such as what we're dealing with all the different medias out there, and verbatim thinking this is God's truth, or this is Bible's truth, or this is, you know, the Tarot's truth, whatever it may be, at some point you have to say, where's the missing link? Where's the missing piece? Why don't everyone else embrace in my circle, my small circle of people? Why do I have some that question this? And why am I not? And then, you know, you get into, well, here, I'm going to present these facts. I'm going to present these statistics. At the end of the day, there's something really wrong with someone that just does not see it. And you can't say that they got blinders on. I truly believe the brainwash. I just truly believe that people cannot be that stupid.
I agree with that. And it kind of goes back to what was happening at the hearings, because RFK Jr. was invited to speak at this hearing on censorship. Well, guess what? The House Democrats voted to censor RFK Jr. during this hearing. Now,
how did they go about, like, this is someone in their party. So yeah, how could they censor him?
I don't know the rules, okay? So I want to be very clear about that. But there's a certain amount of time, like say Senator or Representative Jordan, just use him as an example because he's on this sure. committee. You're allotted so many minutes, let's say it's 10 minutes, and particular people that were participating who are on the very liberal side didn't like what he was saying. So they were doing everything to censor him by taking their time back. Now, I don't know the rules specifically on how that works, but I'm like, wait a minute. That
well, they can take their time or yield their time.
Right.
They can. And then it's like saving their time, like they put it in a bank, or right. they've all kind of congregated beforehand to know which person's going to say what and which person needs more time. And I yield my time back to whoever.
But, so I know they do that. But it makes no sense. Why would you drag him out there to attend the censorship hearing and you're going to censor him? That's what I witnessed on the watch.
Again, that's a very good question. Common sense would say you people really need to get your common sense hats on, and we know they don't. They stick together like glue. We know that. And so doesn't the other side. So I'm not saying it's just one side or the other. They all do that. Politicians do that with such intent. It's nauseating.
Well, the funny thing about that is it was mostly, you know, everybody knows RFK Jr. is Democrat. It was specifically the Democrats that were censoring him. Go figure. No common sense.
Well, you know, I mean, when you think about it, are we truly surprised by anything at this point in time? I mean, when you think about it.
No.
You know, it gets crazier and crazier when you think of, you know, I think it was this morning or yesterday morning, I can't remember. And of course, you know, I'm not a big fan of Google. And you go to your Gmail, of course, you get all the news alerts. And another male won a woman's, or came in third, I believe, maybe won a bronze medal. And when are women going to say, F you? Where's the women's movement? Did that like just go down the toilet or what? I would be going, and for those that cannot see me, I'm using a certain finger. That's what I would be doing, because I think it's egregious. I think it's disgusting. Women, you know, remember the time when women fought for votes, women fought to have equal rights, women fought for, you know, their place in corporate America, women fought for all these different things. And you are now replacing all the hard work that so many young women strive for, give up their time, their energy, put forth their passion to work towards this amazing goal and the training. We know training, whatever anyone is training for, you sacrifice a lot. You not only sacrifice, but your family sacrifices. There's a lot of sacrifice there. And I would be just giving the big old middle finger.
Well, I think there's a lot going on as far as that goes, for sure.
Can we get blocked for doing that?
Quite possibly. Like, who? Yeah, I mean, the censoring.
I don't know why women are not getting pissed off and saying big F you, whatever you're, you know, like whatever you are identifying with. And the other key piece to this whole ridiculous subject, because I'm to the point now, it's ridiculous. It's a transgender is a, just they call it dysphoria. It's like there's an issue with it. You know, you go to the doctor, you go to a psychologist, just like if you're a bulimic, have an eating disorder, if you're an alcoholic, if you are a drug addict, if you suffer from depression, if you are one of those wacky noodles that watch, you know, the gaming and all that stuff and the violence, and then you start thinking about doing some horrible things to schools. Like, these are all mental issues. So yeah, it would be over my dead body that I would even stand on a standing platform with someone that was not woman to woman to woman, lady to lady to lady, girl to girl to girl. I would say, no, you can hand me my medal in the back. I am not standing with that piece of garbage, because that's not a nice thing to say, and I understand that. But this person, because what they're finding in the stats, the people, such stat people, they're finding that a lot of these athletes, and they're athletes, would not even make the top 25 of their male gender sport counterparts. So obviously, scientifically, I don't care what you do with your body parts, but you can't get rid of who you are from a DNA to include why a male is stronger as a whole, faster as a whole. Now, yes, there's some women that are very close to that and some that will beat out men. So I'm not saying women can't or won't. What I am saying as a whole, from a biological perspective, men are faster, men are stronger. Now, that may not be for their brain piece, so let's clear that up right away. Because I think women have got that on men tenfold. However, I would never, ever, if this imposter, because that's what I think they are, they're an imposter competing in a sport that they don't even have the same body parts or the same genes, go away. Now, mind you, you couldn't have the same genes, but male versus female. It is an unfair advantage, and it's a disgrace that women are not speaking up. And there are some brave athletes, women athletes that are, and I applaud them. I congratulate them. But if I happen to be, if I was one of those that medaled, I would say, you can hand me my medal. If you're going to recognize this meatball, because that's what that person is, he would not be standing on the podium if he was under the male category where he belongs. And I would say, get the flock out of here. I said, flock, people, flock. Get the flock out of here. Or I would, you know, definitely who is ever, you know, the umbrella of running whatever particular sport, I would boycott it. I would say, well, I wouldn't boycott it. I would still obviously go out there, do my best. But basically, women are being robbed of their training. They're being robbed of their hard work. They're being robbed, for some of them, you know, a chance, you know, at a scholarship with a college, or getting on, you know, the USA team and all that. Like, this is just nutty. It's just nutty. And I don't know. The other thing, totally change of subject, is this country singer who apparently did this beautiful rendition of a beautiful song that he made. And it was really about, you know, that small town feel, this is my town, you know, don't, you know. And I guess it turned into this whole other narrative from the flipping wacky people out there. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
It is like, a song, and
that's been really trending a lot. I mean, no matter, you can't escape that, whether it's news, any social media platform, boom, 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 boom. That's the big thing that's trending.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of trending things going on for sure. We would love to know what is trending for you. You know, what are your thoughts on these different topics that we've chatted about this evening? Please go to our website, www.twosistas.online. Leave us a voice message, or of course you can send us in a contact form. And on that note, again, we hope you have an amazing trending Thursday. My name is Janice, aka Wellness Diva 6.0. And how many photos are on your cell phone? And I'm with two
sisters, and this is Carol Sue, aka Naughty Boss. I'm not even going to go there to tell you how many photos are on my phone. It's again one of those things where I should hit the delete button because I've already got them saved. I'm like, but I've got to get over that. I gotta triumph over that. So maybe that's what I'm gonna have to triumph over next Tuesday. Anyways, it is trending Thursday, and we always say, go out there, be the trendsetter. Don't be afraid to share your opinion. As long as you do it with, you know, the utmost respect. Yeah, you can get passionate like I did tonight, like Jan did tonight. And yeah, we may have ticked somebody off, and I don't have a problem with that. With that, we'll see you tomorrow for Friday, which is Fantabulous Friday, where we celebrate all of everything that we have accomplished this week. It's that opportunity for you to have that conversation in the mirror, pat yourself on the back. With that, we wish you a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.